Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about a new command, living according to the command of Jesus to love like He loves. And talked about loving God, loving our neighbor, loving our enemies. And today I want to talk and pray specifically about a love that leads to obedience. Our obedience to God, to His Word, ought to reflect the love that we have for Him. John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." Sometimes I think we get the idea that love is a permissiveness. If I love someone, then I'm okay with whatever they do. The old love covers a multitude of sin, which is a true statement. It's a biblical statement. But if we continue to sin, if we continue to treat others in a way that doesn't honor them, is love really present? Now, I think it's a growth process. As our love for God, as our love for others matures and grows, I think our obedience does the same. And when God comes along, He says the love that we have is a love that ought to lead to obedience. It's not earning the love, it's the fruit of that love. Many times we respond with obedience, even in the midst of a loving relationship, out of fear of consequences. It's the teacher that helps us to understand the value of obedience. It's true with family relationships often, at least in my life. Growing up, I obeyed my parents, number one, because I was taught to. But part of that teaching was I knew that there was consequences for disobedience that I did not want. As time went along and as that love matured, as I grew in understanding their love, that obedience became more of a desire than a have to. It became more of wanting to do what they said, because I had learned that doing so usually was to my benefit, but doing so honored them. It showed a respect that they deserved. And when we think about our interaction with God, we talked about this a little bit last night in our Zoom Bible study that we do on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m., that kind of takes a second look at the sermon from the Sunday before. And sometimes we allow God's grace, or we use God's grace as an excuse to not obey like we ought to. We learn that God's love is forgiving, it's patient, it's kind. And so we aren't as diligent about obedience as we ought to be. But that's not the purpose of God's grace. God's grace is designed to continually draw us to Him. I've shared before on some of these broadcasts, and I shared it last night with the group. By the time I was old enough to drive, I had begun to learn that obedience that comes from respect and honor even more so than that which comes from fear of consequences. My parents had told me if I got into an accident driving, then I would lose that privilege. And it wasn't long into that being able to drive that I took a corner too fast on a country road, and the car, you know, I thought it would be kind of cool to enter the corner and hit the gas and just let it slide around, and well, it slid. And right up the bank of the road and down the bank of the ditch into a fence. And tried as I might, there was no getting it out on my own. And so a tow truck had to be called and the police came out. And I knew that I had to tell my parents. Car really wasn't damaged. But I knew they'd find out. It's a small town. And I went home that night and just went into my parents' room and laid the keys on their nightstand. And we talked about it the next morning, and they gave me my keys back. But I did that because I knew that's what they had said. I knew that that was their desire to teach me, to protect me, to help me. And so rather than wait until there was some sort of consequences or a finding out of what I had done, I obeyed what they had told me. And the neat thing about that instance, and I think it often works with God, is generally our decision to obey is met with love. It's met with reasoning. And rather than it becoming a big issue between us, it became a teaching moment to learn even more of why my parents had set down that law, that instruction, so that I would pay more attention, so that I would be careful. And when we recognize God's love for us, and when we love God like Jesus loves us, we begin to learn that the obedience to His commands isn't to prove a point to Him. It's to prove a point to us. It's to help us to grow. It's to be part of that process that makes us more and more into the image of Christ as we learn from His Word and we do what it says. When we come to Christ, it's an act of obedience. We do that out of faith because we believe, as the writer of Hebrews says, that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And we choose to be immersed into Christ, to have our sins washed away out of obedience to God's word, because he says so. And we choose to forgive others just as we have been forgiven, because we've recognized the value of that forgiveness in our life, and because God says so, we see that it is good and proper. And as we love like Jesus loves, we begin to obey like Jesus obeyed. And sometimes we lose track of that because Jesus is man walking on earth, and yet Jesus is God. And yet the Bible tells us that Jesus, his cries were heard by God because of his submission, because of his obedience. And Jesus would consistently tell his followers that he only did what his Father said. That his life, his words, his actions were not his own, but they were representative of his Father. Because that's who he obeyed. As we live life today, we have the opportunity to grow in a love that leads to greater obedience. We experience the benefit of walking in step with God's will. And it causes our love to increase, which causes our obedience to increase, because we want to honor God. And we want the value that comes from obedience, because we learn that God's word, his instructions, his commands were not meant to be burdensome, but to be a blessing. And as we receive the blessings of obedience, we grow in obedience. And today, as we interact with others, we have the opportunity to be obedient to God's commands in the way we treat them, in the way we love, like Jesus loves. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us what we need, so that we can love like Jesus loves. And Father, because of your great love, our response that you call us to is to obey. And we grow in obeying and listening to you and doing what you say as our love for you grows. And Father, there are times that we gaze into your word and we see how you've spelled out the consequences for disobedience, what a life apart from Jesus looks like, and we realize we don't want that. And out of a fear of those consequences, a desire to avoid them, we begin to love. But Father, as we live life, we learn that your commands are for our benefit. And we begin to love you. Not because we want to avoid punishment, but because we want to honor you. We want to show our respect and our desire to please you in response to your love and as a fruit of our love. And Father, as we learn to live with that love that leads to obedience, may it change the way that we approach you. May it change the way that we interact with others. May we be more mindful of how your word tells us to treat one another, to love one another, to forgive one another, to correct one another, to help one another, to share with one another. Father, all of these things that are commands and instructions of your word that we may have glanced over at one time or another, we may have heard of, may we begin to take them even more seriously than ever before as a fruit of our love for you, as a result of our love for one another. May this love in us grow. May it produce a great crop of obedience, an overflowing harvest. And Father, may the obedience that we live with, may it be seen not as a burdensome thing, but as a joy and a pleasure. And may we grow in relationship with you. May we grow in relationship with one another as we love in a way that obeys. And in doing that, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.